1027 Breakfast.
Reverend Shona is here. She's here every Thursday morning, and it's always good to have you. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm really well, thanks, and you?
Excellent, thank you.
And impressed by Simon's chivalry.
Yes. It's a first, I'll be honest with you, but anyway. So what are we talking about this morning?
I'm going to look at self-awareness, but I'm beginning with a quote by Albert Einstein, seeing as we're doing so well in the swimming. But I think Simon also needs to hear this. He believed everyone is a genius, but if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, or Simon by his ability to do the ribboning,
yes,
it will live its whole life believing that it's stupid.
Oh. I like you, Reverend, but be very, very careful here.
Wow.
Very, very careful.
So much for chivalry.
He thinks he's an Olympic ribbonist. Ribboner. Sorry, ribboner.
So I wonder if you ever think about the fact that we as a species are aware and know we're aware.
Mm.
As we look at self-awareness in philosophy and psychology, we're taught that awareness is a perception or knowledge of something. I've been slightly challenged lately with church, roofs, the hall, insurance refusing to pay, boreholes, plumbing, electricity, leaking pipes. And so this morning, before I came here, I lay in bed a little longer, closed my eyes and just became aware. Firstly of my surroundings, the traffic, and strangely it took me back to childhood holidays with my friend Cindy, and I immediately felt relaxed. Next, you had the dogs getting on and off the bed, parrots starting to say good morning. And then I checked in on myself. How was I feeling? Emotionally, spiritually, and physically. And I felt that deep peace and calm flowing again. It felt really good. Self-awareness is being conscious of who we are and what we project. Are you aware of how others perceive you? This one is huge. Are you aware of what others are experiencing when you enter the room, when you speak, the tone of your voice? I'm sure you've heard it said, it's not what you say, but how you say it.
Mm.
And why should we be aware? Why should we care? From a selfish perspective, I think most importantly for me, because it enhances our enjoyment of life and hopefully those around us. Don't we all want to enjoy life? It also helps us remain grounded in difficult or challenging situations. It grows our confidence and it helps us practice self-control. Research shows that self-awareness helps us to be proactive, achieve at work because we're more aware of our impact on others. It gives us confidence, helps us make better decisions. We become better communicators. I think all of us know in a relationship we need to be self-aware because it improves the relationship.
Mm.
You know how you've been perceived. You can alter that behavior, the way you communicate, your tone, change the experience others have of you. And it doesn't mean you don't express yourself. It means you learn to communicate in a way that you can be heard. When we look at good decisions, it does help us to choose the right career, Simon, and know what we're good at. We need to know who we are. So how do we grow? How do we know who we are? I think it's important, and I know we're busy and stressed, but we need to create time like I did this morning and space in the midst of our busyness to connect with ourselves. Maybe take some time off from Facebook and do some self-reflection. What went well today? Why? What did you enjoy? What did you find challenging? Could you do it differently? What would the outcome be if you showed up differently? Ask for feedback. It's important, but you need to be confident to receive feedback. Pay attention to your inner practices. Be mindful when talking, especially listening to others. Pay attention to body language, tone, what people aren't saying, their emotions. And when I think of self-awareness, it reminds me of something I always tell to newlyweds. Imagine your married life as a beautiful tapestry. It's made up of individual threads. The threads are your choices, big and small, and the quality of your tapestry as you journey through life depends on the choices you make. How you say your loved one's name, how do you show up in the relationship? When it's mundane, exciting, or challenging, how do you greet your loved one? How do you pay attention? Are you present? Those small decisions count, and self-awareness definitely helps. Next week, I'm looking at rituals, but for now, have a great day. In the words of an elderly gentleman, and I have to share this, I overheard him being asked how he was, and he said, I am be marvelous today. So have a marvelous day.
Marvelous day. There we go. In fact, it's quite funny as you say that. My mum's husband, who is now 84, and every time he's with us, and I say, how are you this morning? And he says, every day that I wake up, it's a good day.
And it is.
It is. So there we go. Thank you very much. Reverend Shona will be back on air this coming Sunday at exactly 6 o'clock, 6 through to 6:30. And then, of course, you can catch her on our socials, well, right about now, actually, on Facebook.
Hot 1027 Breakfast.
Weekdays from 5:30 to 9 a.m.
With Airlink. Fly Airlink. Connecting Southern Africa.